Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News today.
Welcome to the Thursday, October 12, 2023 edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I know a lot of folks have been asking, where am I? Well, I'm not on vacation, I can tell you that. And next week, you'll be able to know why I've not been here on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and today, Thursday. I will be back in Austin by the end of the show today. You have my commitment that I'm going to be doing Saturday and Sunday shows straight through for the rest of the month to make up for the 4 days I've been gone. But next week, you will see one of the reasons that I've been out of town. And that's going to be very important to the fight against the globalists. So, that said, I want to point out that Owen and, of course, Harrison and Chase Geyser and everybody have done a great job while I've been gone. I want to commend the crew. And just point out that I will be back in the office this afternoon with reports and more, and I will also be back in studio tomorrow, Friday, hosting the full 4 hours of the transmission. I don't want to cut it to 8 hours time, so maybe I'll co-host with them in the fourth hour. So there is an update on that front, and then I'll be back Saturday. We'll do a live show like we did last week for several hours at noon, and of course I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 8 p.m. Central, with the Sunday transmission. So I am not lavishing myself being fed grapes under a palm tree somewhere. Huge, big news. You'll see it next week. I'll stop right there. Okay, the entire House of Cards is coming down for the left. And I've pointed out that I am neutral of the Palestinian-Israel conflict, but I do not support the Palestinians going in and killing all those men, women, and children. I also don't like some of the facts that the settlements have been involved in, basically ethnically cleansing the Muslims, the quote Palestinians as well. But I am not a tribalist. I am not in one of those two tribes. And I see the larger 35,000-foot view that when it comes to Iran and Hezbollah and Hamas and the Democratic Party, they're in thick as thieves. The Democrats have unfrozen, as you know, $6 billion a month ago, and then that allowed them to reallocate the other money towards these attacks. Hamas has bragged that obviously Iran was helping coordinate and green light the attack. I said that Saturday, the day of the attack. I got attacked for it. Now, it's admitted that I was right. That's just historical fact. So I knew when I was saying that that there was already evidence of it. It was going to come out. Then, if you expand on that, you also got people are mad at me for saying $7 billion of weapons out of Afghanistan, and they're saying it's $87 billion. The Pentagon number is $7 billion. Whether it's $7 billion or $87 billion, it doesn't matter. That was criminal what Biden did. And obviously, it's way more than $7 billion, but that is an undisputed number. If you count all the infrastructure and all the things that were done, yes, it's over $80 billion. But $7 billion of weapons is just unbelievable. But let's just, you know, divide it in two and just say it's $40 billion in weapons. It's unprecedented. And if you or I sold one of our rifles to somebody in Hamas or Hezbollah, we'd get 20 years in prison, and we should. But when our government does it and then knows full well what's going to happen, they get more power and more control over our lives. And the whole apparatus that was set up for 9/11 to deal with, quote, radical, aggressive expansionist Islam has now been turned around against us. And that brings us into what's currently going on and happening. When our government allows intelligence failures like 9/11 or intelligence failures like we just saw in Israel, they get more power, they get more control, they get more funding. And we're seeing that yet again. And then we see Black Lives Matter, not just in New York, but in other major cities around the country, demonstrating in support of Hamas and Hezbollah and putting on images of hang gliders with the Palestinian flag and cheering them on. It shows you how sick these people are, supporting the murder of women and children and absolutely loving it because they hate everything the West stands for, and they see Israel as being a big part of the West, and it certainly is what I call more of a Western culture outpost. So these people will support terror attacks when they happen in America, and I believe we will see Hamas or Hezbollah or both sleeper cells activate and carry out attacks sometime in the next year if the government isn't put on the spot and made to shut this crap down now. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com. Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, October 12th, the year is 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. All right. Obviously, the big story right now is the fact that Black Lives Matter has been publicly demonstrating, not just in New York, but around the country, praising the Hamas-Hezbollah attacks in Israel. Why is anyone surprised by this? The Democratic Party is funded by the largest, most powerful banks in BlackRock that control over 80% of all the assets and money in the world. They want to destroy the Western world. They don't want the third world aspiring to an American way of life. They admit this. It's their plan, and they're bringing in the ESGs and the central bank digital currencies for the social credit score to micromanage and control every facet of our life. And to get us ready for the discrimination of the ESGs, they are coming out and saying, oh, we're going to have reparations for black people, or if a little black girl gets kidnapped, we're going to show that more on TV than a white girl because she's more important. That's meant to just train you to be discriminated against. So with the ESGs, they can discriminate against you because of what type of car you have or what type of food you eat in that database to track and control every facet of your life. You don't have to wait for this to happen. This is being implemented now. The airlines, the big airlines, and many other companies are already putting your carbon score and your ESG score on your ticket when you're checking in. So read the contract. They're getting you ready to force it on you, but they're already asking people to opt in and pay money for carbon offsets. Some of the carbon offsets go to set up these giant scrubbers here in the U.S., billion-dollar factories that suck carbon dioxide out of the air and then sequester it in the ground. It gets more insane than that. And obviously, we'll be covering it here more on the broadcast. Bill Gates, they're already doing it, are cutting down trees and burying them to, quote, carbon offsets. So when you buy carbon offsets, you're paying to have life-giving gas sucked out of the atmosphere and to have trees cut down and to have initiatives to have farmers' land taken and ranchers' land taken, not just here but all over the world. It's happening now in the Netherlands and in Ireland to literally kill off their cattle herds because you know the answer. Methane that cows pass, fart, is now being listed as toxic as well, even though it's part of the atmosphere and part of what holds the atmosphere in. But I'm going down a rabbit trail here. The reason I'm bringing this up is when you see Disney and Anheuser-Busch and all these big companies and Nike putting billions of dollars into Black Lives Matter in the last 5 years and funding these riots around the country, and the vice president, when she was a candidate, Kamala Harris, bailing out hundreds of violent offenders that were involved in arson and attacking people, you name it. They're literally encouraging their criminal mobs to be ready when they activate them to burn this country down. And that's the same reason they brought in all these Islamists who are almost all military-age men. Same thing's happening here into the United States. They're given smartphones by the UN. They're given smartphones by the State Department. U.S. aid operation on record. They're given debit cards of thousands of dollars a month to get to the United States. And once they're here, they're politically organized into groups that they control. So they're not soldiers yet. Some of them are. But what they are is a block of people that criminal government controls because they can deport them any time they want. But all of their deportation hearings have been set at least a year to 2 years out. Most of them have been set in the year 2030, many in the year 2035. You heard me right. Look it up for yourself. You can't make this up. So as long as they behave themselves, as long as they keep the cell phone on them, as long as they are under globalist control, then they're allowed to stay in the country. But before they get here, they're put in a refugee camp in Africa or in areas of Latin America or areas of the Middle East for up to a year, usually about 6 months. They're brainwashed. They're prepared to hate Europe, to hate America, to hate white people. This is on record. They're then brought into the next country, and then they stay in another refugee camp to be brainwashed and prepared for a few more weeks. And then they're sent to refugee centers, quote, migrant centers, illegal alien invader centers, all over the United States, because places like Illinois and New York are getting pissed off. Biden has announced that they're planning to sign an executive order as early as next week to put ankle bracelets on them and make them stay permanently in Texas and Arizona. Now you can see the control. That's how they're going to turn the states blue, by giving them driver's license and then by letting them vote, as they're already doing in city elections across the country. So this is the admitted plan. This is the replacement migration. It's why the ADL comes after you if you talk about it, because if America wakes up to this and stops this, it's over. It's over. Biden's brought in 10 million conservatively since he got in. That's a conservative number. 4 million confirmed. That's confirmed. Just this year so far, and it is accelerating. So when you see the squad out there celebrating these attacks in Israel that are so brutal, understand, a lot of people don't like Israel. People don't like other countries. They don't like having to give money to Israel. I don't think Israel's perfect either, but understand this. There are much bigger sleeper cells inside the United States, tens of thousands in cities like New York, thousands in cities like Dallas, conservatively, in Austin, Texas, that are ready to attack when they're given the order over their cell phone, ready to shoot you up at the bus station, ready to attack your church, ready to attack your synagogue, ready to attack the police station, ready to set up a Trump bomb, ready to poison a water supply, ready to dump chlorine gas because they're the maintenance man down a 50-story ventilation system in your building and kill you. So understand, that's what they're training to do. That's what Iran's training them to do. They're prepared. They're ready to do it. And, of course, when it happens, then O'Biden will just be able to get more power and more control and maybe even suspend the election coming up in only 12 and a half months. That's what they've been setting up. That's what they've been preparing. And this is a life and death situation. So just like we made their attempts to run new lockdowns a number one issue and backed them down to a great extent in the last 2 months, if we get ahead of this and call Congress and call C-SPAN and call our legislatures and go to the meet and greets with Congress people and peacefully but forcefully get in their face very decisively and tell them, when the terror attacks come with these Hamas and Hezbollah cells, it'll be Hezbollah directed. When that happens, they will be held accountable for their criminal negligence and really racketeering and working with these organizations to do it. The CIA, the FBI are saying the number one threat is Trump supporters. The CIA is not supposed to even be operating domestically. Came out in Congress months ago, but that's indeed what they've been doing. So this is the setup. Remember, after 9/11, did the government get in trouble for letting it happen, bare minimum? No, they got more power and control. And it was always about the American people. And now that's what's been set up here again. So again, emergency alert. Emergency alert. There are hundreds of thousands of military-age jihadis in the United States. Hundreds of thousands of them that came in under Obama and that came in under Biden. Trump shut it down. 99%. Banned them even coming in from 9 countries, period, because they were flooding in under Obama. And they are here, and they are ready, and they are pissed, and they're ready to go. And they're all over Europe, and they're all over the UK, and they're all over Australia, and they're all over New Zealand, and they're all over every other major Western country. They have huge training camps in northern Mexico that are on record. Local newscasts have carried it. This is the globalist ace in the hole. They basically have a self-destruct system or a suicide bomb planted on our chest with these hundreds of thousands of military-aged men. So even though you're not a suicide bomber, your government has brought in the suicide bombers who have collectively put a big suicide bomb, 3 pounds of C4 explosive strapped to America's chest, that any time the Ayatollah Khomeini or any time any of these people want to give that order, their sleeper cells are going to murder you and your family, and then the government's going to put you under martial law and take your freedoms and target you with the giant police state they've set up. And that's the reality, and that's why it's important to support InfoWars. That's why it's important to spread the word about this broadcast. That's why it's life and death to get this past the censors and get this posted on Twitter and Instagram everywhere else. How many times do I have to be right? How many times do I have to tell you before it happens again? And this time it's going to be a much worse than 9/11, but thousands of little attacks. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
March 20th, 2003, the United States invaded Iraq. Exactly 1 year before the invasion, Alex Jones predicted it.
So now everybody's going, wow, it really was the Iraqis. That's just because they're getting ready to invade Iraq. What a beautiful setup.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
And we are back live on this Thursday edition. Owen Schroyer and others are set to take over here in just a few moments. But I wanted to go back to something I mentioned last segment because I just mentioned it and I didn't get back to it. It probably sounded crazy, like when I say Bill Gates wants to cut trees down or block out the sun. Look it up. It's real. California introduces Ebony Alert to find missing black kids, young women. So on highway signs and on Amber Alerts and on Jumbotrons inside the cities, they're going to tell you when a little black girl gets kidnapped. Or black boy, great. Anytime they get that, then they should. Colorblind, no matter what color they are, whether they got, you know, white skin with little freckles or brown skin, that is so evil to introduce the idea of race. But that's what they're going to divide and conquer and control. These are very sick, evil people. And that's why they're sowing the seeds of racism and trying to bring back basically segregation into this country where the Democratic Party controls and manipulates the different sides. Please support InfoWars now more than ever. Please, please stand with InfoWars now more than ever. And understand that we are not backing down. And understand that we've got our finger on the pulse of what's really going on. And understand that we are the most hated by the globalists because we have the greatest understanding of how they operate and what their game plan is. And that if this message gets out to the wider masses, it is game over for the globalists. Now, that said, when I leave town, revenue drops massively at InfoWars to a point where we'll shut down if I basically wasn't the host. And it's nothing against the other hosts. They're amazing, but it's the Alex Jones Show. People tune in for me because that's the basis of the show. We need your support. We're fighting for you. We're fighting for ourselves. We're fighting for our children. We have a flash sale of DNA Force Plus that is our flagship product. It's so good for your whole body, so good for your cells. Makes your telomeres last longer. It does so much. It is powerful. It is real. It works. It detoxifies your cells, your blood, everything you need to get it. 50% off. We haven't done that in a year. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also, my new book, The Great Awakening, How the Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. It is available and starts shipping in just 7 days at InfoWarsStore.com. It's in stock. We have the signed and unsigned copies. The signed copies are a fundraiser. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWars Platinum is back in stock. The HGH Max Boost, the 1776 Testosterone Boost, the Pain MD. They're all three private labels of an already nationwide certified bestseller that people absolutely love and works great. InfoWars Platinum, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Owen is loaded for bear. So's the rest of the crew. Huge amounts of news and information for you today. Please spread the word about the broadcast. It's how we bypass the censors and the controllers and how we expose the plan to launch the new 9/11 inside America and Europe to bring us under the total police state control grid. They're doing it with COVID. They're doing it with the climate change garbage. They're doing it with the water power grab, and now they're coming for all of our freedoms. We've got to stop them. We've got to recognize it. We've got to wake up. We've got to say no. But it takes funds and money and word of mouth to run this operation in the face of these sensors and controllers. So I'm counting on you to break the back of the sensors and the controllers by sharing the live links to the show right now and supporting the broadcast at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. We are now live inside the InfoWars World Headquarters. Owen Troyer sitting next to me, Chase Geiser. And we're going to be discussing some odds and ends here in the short time we have remaining in this segment. In the next segment, we're going to have the individual on who Dan Crenshaw tried to assault, tried to trip, quite frankly, for Crenshaw's sake and the guest coming up, Noel Frisch's sake. He's lucky that he didn't actually trip and fall and bust his head on the steps, because that would have been some serious medical issues. And then for Crenshaw, I mean, maybe some jail time, but I guess he's a protected member of the swamp, so probably wouldn't have been a problem for him. And then after that, I have heard that Alex is going to be coming back on the show with a devastating report on the sleeper cells that could be in the United States right now, waiting to have the Hamas moment that they had in Israel, which will, of course, be celebrated by the American left because they hate this country. They want the open borders. And we've seen too much of that, burning the American flag. They hate cops. They hate white people. I mean, they just hate everything. It's hate in their heart. Now, I want to just get something out there, too. We're going to be monitoring the House Speaker race. Now, I did not think Steve Scalise would have much of a struggle to become the next Speaker, but it looks like he may, actually. And so we'll be talking about that as well. But first, I want to play this clip and then get Chase Geiser's response. This was John Kirby yesterday addressing the media. Listen to what he says here in clip four.
Ukraine funding, we're coming near to the end of the rope. I mean, today we announced $200 million, and we'll keep that aid going as long as we can, but it's not going to be indefinite. So are we moving with a sense of alacrity? Absolutely. I couldn't give you a date certain on the calendar.
All right, a lot of things to respond here, Chase. First of all, clearly the miscommunication is still going on between this Biden administration. One side says, we can fund them all. We've got unlimited funding for everybody, nothing to worry about. And then Kirby says, we're at the end of the rope with the Ukraine funding. So I want to get your take on that. But then also, let's think about this. We've sent hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine, and now they're basically waving the white flag saying, eh, didn't work. Russia won. We've got to pull out. Funding was for nothing. So $200 billion, all the weapons, all for naught.
Yeah, and I wonder if this Israel conflict that's going on and all the push to support Israel is sort of a way for America to graciously bow out of the Ukraine thing. And also, I'm worried that Zelensky's going to use that as an excuse for losing the war. It sort of almost saves his face, like, hey, we would have won if we didn't have our supplies cut off by the United States. It's a way to lose without losing and kind of blame someone else. Ironically, we see a Nazi regime finding a way to blame the Jews for another war.
Okay. Well, you hit me with the comedy angle at the end. But, you know, Zelensky is now saying, oh, he's asking to go visit Israel. We'll see if they allow him to or not. He's saying, oh, I want to go visit Israel for solidarity. I think he's going to go visit Israel and for money.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that the conflict in Ukraine and the conflict in Israel are connected, because I think that Russia and China and Iran are all working together to try to find any way they can to destabilize the dollar and replace it as the global reserve currency. And I think by Russia having control of Ukraine, that's a way to supply food and energy to the region, food to China in a way that the United States wouldn't if China were to take Taiwan. These areas seem to be establishing an independence from the United States in a way that hasn't existed before.
Yeah, there's no doubt the geopolitical issues there that most people don't understand. You know, the media just says, you know, Russia's the boogeyman, Russia's the bad guy. Well, hate or love Russia, we're talking about serious geopolitical shifts that are happening right now and a serious move to replace the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. And I do agree. I think a lot of it has to do with that. Now, how much direct influence did Iran or these other countries have on saying, hey, let's greenlight Hamas to do this? I don't know. The jury is still out on that. But no doubt they look at this as, hey, destabilization, weakening of the West. This allows our opportunity as Russia, China, the BRICS system, Iran and others to start moving their geopolitical chess pieces around on the board for their global desires and missions. And of course, the U.S. people are all asleep at the switch. The U.S. media is not telling you any of this. And the average politician just has the next big thing, whether it's Ukraine or COVID or wearing a mask or a vaccine or now Israel, instead of the real issues. All right, we're going to talk about Dan Crenshaw attempting to assault a journalist yesterday for asking him a question on the other side.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us a number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the next segment, we got a huge breaking report from Alex Jones coming up. He wants to urge the listening audience, this is going to be very important information dealing with the open borders, what we saw in Israel, and how it's all connected, and the dangers we face while we're being distracted. Now, yesterday, there was a news story that broke, and we showed you the video. We'll air it again now. Dan Crenshaw is in Washington, D.C.,
A couple reporters from the National File, Patrick Holley and Noel Frisch, were out there just asking him questions, you know, like members of the media do to congressmen and women and people in D.C. with influence. And he didn't like that, so he tried to assault a reporter, tried to trip a reporter. Luckily, nobody got hurt and nobody's head smacked the pavement or the stairs. But here's the video of Dan Crenshaw. I never thought he could sink any lower than his reputation already had, but it does. Check this out.
We don't want it anymore.
Oh, assault. I just witnessed that. You got that on camera?
Dan Crenshaw just...
We don't want it anymore.
Oh, assault. I just witnessed that. You got that on camera?
Dan Crenshaw just...
So we're looping it right here, but there's the moment. You can clearly see Dan Crenshaw intentionally try to trip Noel Frisch there from the National File. He looks down, sticks his legs out, tries to trip him right before he walks over the steps. I mean, honestly, aside from whatever we think about Dan Crenshaw's politics, this is just a beyond a-hole move, a beyond jerk move. He clearly did it intentionally. And so Chase Geiser in studio with me. Noel Frisch, he was the individual there that Dan Crenshaw tried to assault. Now, obviously, luckily for him, luckily for yourself, you didn't trip and you didn't smack your head on the stairs there. It could have been serious medical issues. However, I'm hearing that this isn't going to stop you from filing a police report.
Hey, thanks, Tony Owen. Yeah, look. He's lucky that I'm as fleet of foot as I obviously am. had I stepped the wrong place or something like that, something bad could have happened. And, I'm a big guy, but thank the lucky stars and thank the good Lord above that I got my feet under me. And Dan wasn't able to, you know, dash my brains out on the stairs like he likes to brag about doing in foreign countries that our country sends soldiers to illegally without congressional authorization.
One of the things I noticed about it was how sneaky he was about it. It seems like he was trying to do it to the extent that he could trip you, but also to the extent that there was plausible deniability. Did he ever acknowledge to you or give you a look or any indication that he did it on purpose? I mean, it's obvious from the video that he did, but he was very sneaky about it.
He had a few staffers around him, and one of my guys sort of caught a glimpse of his face after kind of he realized what he had done and realized that we had it on camera, because I think Patrick immediately says, oh, did you get that on camera? And we had a third camera, so we had three cameras there. And yes, we did. The weird part was leading up to that for about a minute, this guy likes to dish it out and, you know, just talk a lot of jive. And I guess he cannot take it as much as he can give it, but he actually like stunted like he was going to bull rush me and kind of tackle me. There's another video. Here we are analyzing this thing like it's the Zapruder film. thank God the CIA wasn't involved. He stunts like he's going to run at me, and then he verbally even predicts his play. He says, "Yeah, you're going to fall. You don't look like you're very good at walking backwards." So actually, I think the term is malice of forethought. You can actually see, if you watch that earlier video, it's down there in that Twitter thread over there on at National File. He telegraphs his play. So this is just a bad guy. This guy is just a punk. And guys like him and Derek Van Orden, I know for a fact that the real steel guys, they're not like, it's funny, the Army guys call them the squeals. But most of the rest of steel, and not all seals obviously are squeals like Van Orden and Crenshaw. I know seal guys who hate Van Orden and Crenshaw. They hate these guys. And Scott Taylor, unfortunately, there's been this pattern of like the loserest of the loser seals after they get done with their service, just trying to ladder climb the society and the societal ladder. And this guy's very proud of himself. As we're walking there, he's saying, "Why don't you guys go get a job?" And he goes, "I have a job." And we're asking him, like, "You think, you know, sitting in Congress and doing nothing is a job, Dan? You're proud of your record?" And he obviously is. He's very self-sure and self-satisfied.
I just saw it for the first time there. He did do the head fake bum rush on you. You know, here there's two other aspects of this that I think it's important for people to understand. One, and this is part of the reason why they're politically persecuting me, the one thing our congressmen and women hate more than anything else is you being in their space. They don't want to deal with you. They don't want to ask questions from you. They don't want to face the people that they're screwing over every day inside of that Capitol building. And so that's part of the resentment here. That's part of the malice, as you said, because they don't want you there. They don't want to have to answer to the people that they're screwing over every day. They don't want to have to answer to their constituents. They look down on us. And so that was your big crime, was even being there. How dare you, you peasant? How dare you put a camera in Crenshaw's face? He's above you. He's your overlord. And so that's the attitude of these people. I've seen it firsthand, and I know that that's part of the reason why they're politically persecuting me, is they want to make an example. You don't go into D.C. and raise your voice. You don't go into D.C. and give these people the what for, the how to, or you will be crushed. No, actually, this is a government for the people, by the people. You're supposed to work for us and roll out a line here. But here's the other thing. If Dan Crenshaw, who has a vote in Congress, doesn't even have the mental capacity or the patience to control his emotions enough not to attempt to assault a journalist on the streets, then how can we trust this guy with a vote?
Right. No, that's exactly right. Well, and here they are. They're going into one of the most important votes they're going to have, and it's one of the only votes left that actually counts and gets counted and matters anymore, because we all know that the elections are basically, you know, run by these computers and stuff now. This vote counts because it's on a world stage. Everybody's watching. There's only the 435 votes. And so this one matters. And it's so funny. The guy didn't even have the balls to stand up and say, hey, I'm actually working for McCarthy or the McCarthy regime with Steve Scalise behind the scenes. A reporter, I think maybe from one of the other conservative outlets, put out there that he was whipping votes for Scalise, and he says, no, I'm not. I flat deny that. I mean, the guy's a coward, and I think that's what this is. And he you're right, Owen, to point out, you could have stopped your sentence that when they say the resentment and the hatred is for you, and you said being there, I might just cut off being there. It's for you. They hate you. They literally hate you when they're kicking reporters and when they're hiding from reporters and when they're refusing to go on record. All of that stems from their hatred of the people.
One of the things that's been interesting about Crenshaw has been his unbridled support for Ukraine. I remember early on in the conflict, he was talking about how great this conflict was because it was a way for the United States to kill Russians without a single U.S. soldier being in combat. But I don't think he was realizing that if you add up how much money an American makes over the course of their lifetime, and then you funnel that in or divide the total that we've given Ukraine, you can actually quantify the amount of lifetimes of Americans we've funded into this war. There's also that other incident, of course, where he attacked a questioner for asking about his faith. There was somebody that was during a Q&A session, asked him about his faith, and he was just malicious. Is this just a recurring theme with this guy? Are there any other politicians that would act like this? Do you think that the media would respond the same way to Trump doing this to a reporter as they did to Crenshaw? I mean, he seems really like a unique sort of sour in the bunch.
No, he is pretty unique. I think there are others that do have a similar level of resentment. They're just much better at hiding and concealing that resentment. And that's what we were talking about with him when we were asking him about the forever wars in Ukraine that we know this guy loves. And these guys make money off this stuff. They have friends that are in industry, and that's what they're doing. That's what they're here. They're here making money, getting wealthy, using the United States taxpayer and the United States Treasury to push things
that's a great point. They're virtually lobbyists in Congress just waiting for their jobs and their kickbacks once they get out. Noel Frisch from National File. We'll be following this case. We'll see if your legal action against Crenshaw gets any legs there. But he clearly tried to intentionally trip you. And I mean, lucky for everybody, you didn't smack your face on the pavement because it could have been bad. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones, big breaking news coming up on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Alex Jones Show brought to you by InfoWarsStore.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to this live Thursday edition of the Alex Jones Show. More breaking news analysis coming up here with our special guest here in just a few minutes. I want to issue an emergency worldwide terror alert to all Western countries from as far away as Australia to the U.S., Canada, Europe, the U.K., and, of course, across the Middle East and to Israel. Hamas and, quote, Hezbollah, their main funder and controller, have announced, we'll put those articles on screen, that they are calling for global jihad against Israel and against Israel's supporters in the West starting tomorrow, Friday the 13th. Now, we've got several other big developments that fit inside this. Israel's defense minister is even being criticized by NBC, being called extreme right-wing, because he's finally moving to not just arm all the citizens that want to be armed that border the Gaza Strip in southern Israel, but that anyone in Israel who's an Israeli citizen will now be able to get a gun permit and gun training, and we're talking about, you know, light machine guns, to be able to protect themselves. Now, that's obviously the answer, no matter where you live or who you are.
with the crime exploding and defunding the police, all the muggings, all the carjackings, all these members of Congress that have been carjacked just last month. I think it's up to 7 right now. It is such common sense to say the answer in D.C., the answer in New York, the answer in Chicago is good people with guns. So here is the Israeli government saying, okay, we're issuing hundreds of thousands of gun permits in the south of Israel. We're going to expand it all over the country. Well, why wouldn't you be trusted by your government to own guns? Why wouldn't Israeli citizens have guns? And a lot of people that have moved into Israel the last decade are not the traditional, more right-wing people, but they're liberals. And you saw the folks at that peace rave or peace concert being attacked, being the main target there just a few miles from the Gaza Strip, where 2+ million people hate them and want to kill them, and then they're all dancing at a peace concert, and basically none of them had guns. A couple of security guards had guns and were killed trying to defend them. So when you're not armed, you make yourself a target. I know for our audience of rugged individuals, you understand this, but this is a message we've got to get out. And we continue to see the Israel lobby in Congress, a lot of the Democrat liberals, sit there and call for disarming the American people. No, arm the Israelis, arm the American people. That is the answer. Criminals, crazies, terrorists are always going to have guns, and they're always going to be trying to target unarmed people. That's why they hit victim disarmament zones like schools and churches and places like that. And we've had so many attempted mass shootings the last few years that have been thwarted or completely stopped dead in their tracks by armed security at churches and other areas. So that's the answer. But the big takeaway here is we have $6 billion given by O'Biden a month ago to Hezbollah's controllers, the Iranians. And now we see this attack happening. We have the tens of billions of dollars conservatively in weapons being given to Afghanistan by O'Biden to them. And it's going to be the deep state globalists that get money and power and control and are able to expand their police state and their cashless society system against us in the name of countering this terror threat. Think about how our border is wide open and tens of thousands of Islamist military-age men have come across in the last 2.5 years conservatively. And they're now pledging a jihad here in America starting as early as tomorrow. And their leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah are saying launch attacks. But then when you try to fly, say, from Austin to Albuquerque, New Mexico, or from New York to Tampa, Florida, you got to be put through a body scanner, you got to be asked questions, you got to have your genitals grabbed in many cases. It's all a fraud. This police state is for us. It was never for countering the Russians or countering the Chinese communists or countering the Islamists. It's all about us. And the government thinks we're so stupid that when these terror attacks come, and I believe they will come regardless, if not tomorrow, in the next few weeks, the next few months, the next year, it will then not even be discussed in the media. That's our governments that allowed this to happen. They have aided and abetted these individuals. This is beyond gross negligence. So everybody's heads need to be on a swivel. And if these attacks come, God forbid, we need to point out that it's the open borders and our government, all the rest of it that allowed this. Remember, Trump banned people from these radical jihad countries from flying here. When he first got into office in 2016, he was hugely criticized. Banned people from 7 countries whose governments openly support attacks on America. That is just common sense, and that needs to be reinstated by O'Biden right now. And major pressure needs to be put legally, lawfully, culturally on them right now, and they need to be held responsible criminally in the courts if these attacks come that they have basically greased and funded and greenlit. Now, please remember, we're up against the New World Order, and people are really waking up right now. And that's why they want to silence us. That's why they want to shut us down. That's why they're working so hard to do it. So your word of mouth about the broadcast is critical, and it's having a big effect. Without you, we'll be shut down. And we're fighting for you, ourselves, everybody else together. As Trump says, they've got to get through us to get to you. And that's why we've got the biggest sale, even bigger than our Christmas sale, going right now. Even though this will deplete our high-quality products that we need to sell in the future, and they're not coming back in for a while, we are selling products from 40 to 60% off, like Brain Force Plus, the incredible Brain Boost Natural Nootropic, DNA Force Plus, that does so many incredible things, and a lot of other powerful products at InfoWarsStore.com, like Real Red Pill Plus. 60% off. That's how high some of these sales go. Folks, we're making like 10, 15 bucks, maybe, on these products when we sell them at that low. So we've got to sell a lot of the product. You're responding. We're selling a lot of the product. But we've got to sell even more of it to be able to fund ourselves. So it's a catch-22. So please get a T-shirt, get a book, get a film while you're at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the InfoWars Platinum products that are back in stock. Get a copy of the unsigned or signed new book that starts shipping in about, 10 days, 11 days. I guess less now. Wait a minute. It's the 20th, so that's 7 days. Get your copy of the companion book that's even bigger, more powerful, to The Great Reset and the War for the World, and that is The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist, and Bring in the Second Great Renaissance. So get that book as well. That funds the operation, and it's a great book. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. But pray for peace, pray for an awakening, and understand powerful global forces are funding all the different angles and sides of this. And Iran gets more powerful, Netanyahu gets more power, the West gets to sell more weapons, they get to crack down here and set up a larger police state. We've got to see through this, understand, the bigger the security state gets, the more insecure we are. Israel clearly stood down. There's major polls out of Israel where almost 90% believe there was a stand down because they know what's really going on. This is serious. And it's very, very dangerous. So they're saying big attacks get launched tomorrow. I don't know if they're going to coordinate that. I don't know if that's going to happen. But we're definitely going to be watching this very, very closely. I'll be in studio live tomorrow, 11 a.m. covering it. Harrison Smith will be in at 8 a.m. covering it. Owen Schroeder at 3 p.m. covering it. Now back to the live coverage with Owen Schroeder and others at Infowars.com/show. Don't forget, biggest sales of the year right now. Up to 60% off. These are flash sales. So they've got to end basically in the next day or so. Infowarsstore.com. Thank you for keeping us on the air.
All right, thank you, Alex. We may be hearing from Alex again before the end of the show, so stay tuned for more coverage from Alex. And by the way, he has remained consistent in that message since day one. And, you know, I'm real proud of the consistency that we have here at InfoWars and the commitment to our values and to our principles that you just don't see anywhere else. A lot of people, oh, you either completely agree with me or you're a terrorist, or you completely agree with me or you hate my people, or we have to completely go to war or we're all going to die. I mean, it's just like these are irrational, not serious conversations that I'm hearing far too often dealing with these big issues, but specifically with what's going on between Israel and Palestine, well, yet again. And by the way, this has always been the case. I'm going to show a video from a decade ago that proves how insane this has always been, this conversation. And so it just solidifies my approach of, hey, you know what? That's tragic what happened in Israel. I mean, obviously it's tragic. The families, the individuals torn apart. It's tragic what goes on in all different parts of the world that we don't humanize. But it's tragic. There's a lot of things tragic that are happening in our country and our backyard. There's a lot of very serious things going on in our country. But we're not supposed to talk about that. We're not supposed to get fired up over that. And I see people getting more fired up about things that happen 7,000 miles away that don't have to affect us at all instead of their house burning down to the ground. Now, I'm so sick of talking about it, quite frankly, that I really want to move on to other news. But we do have some breaking news right now. And it appears that Steve Scalise might have to drop out of the House race. It looks like the struggle is no struggle, meaning he's not even going to move on with this. It's breaking right now. Scalise does not have the floor votes. At least 20 Republicans have now committed to not voting for him. Now, check this out. Thomas Massie put up a poll this morning, rather, saying, who do you want to be the Speaker of the House? Now, as of a few minutes ago, it had 75,000 votes, and Jim Jordan got 94% of the votes from the public compared to Steve Scalise's 6%. So the people don't want Steve Scalise. Now, the people didn't want Kevin McCarthy either, but the establishment Republicans and the establishment GOP like Ronna McDaniel and Mitch McConnell and the rest made sure that he was able to shoehorn in. Well, now the people are saying we don't want Scalise, and the Republicans in the House are responding to it. And so we're going to be following this. I've also got a clip from Jim Jordan talking about this when we come back from this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.